giving a voice to the silent majority. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
All right, if you want to figure out what's going on, you have to find out and talk to people that have been there inside the circle, if you will. Inside the circle has been Mark Lauder, our next guest. He's been there. He's the former press secretary to Vice President Mike Pence and a former special assistant to the president, Donald Trump. And a lot of winning going on for the president right now. We thought we'd have Mark in here to talk a bit about it. Mark, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Good to have you here. All right. I mean, you look at all of the victories, the Supreme Court, the economy, destroying ISIS. And I was posing the question earlier today in the program, when should we expect an apology from the Never Trumpers?
That is a great question. I have a feeling that they're making too much money and being paid for their role as Never Trumpers. But as the president likes to say, we're not tired of winning yet.
We're not. But, you look at these people. He can't do this. He's going to be that. And all these bad things are going to. And look at the victories in the Supreme Court by itself, Mark. And look at these are all things that these conservatives, alleged conservatives, would want. And yet they would have you believe even now somehow that it would have been better if Hillary Clinton had been elected president. That is complete and utter nonsense. You know it, and so do I.
And I can tell you, the three court decisions, the big court decisions that came down this week, we would have been 0-3 rather than 3-0. And these were victories for the American people, whether it's not forcing Americans to join groups and pay for groups that they don't support, or the government telling people of faith that they have to say things that they don't fundamentally believe in, or just as very simple, that the President of the United States has the ability to protect our national security by keeping people out from certain countries who they can't even tell us who they are. There's no background there. We don't know if they're terrorists or what. So, I mean, these are just three major decisions that are victories for the American people. And with the upcoming appointment now to fill Justice Kennedy's seat, the president's got the opportunity to shape the court for decades beyond his term in office and make sure that the Constitution is respected as it's written, not how Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters hope it to be.
Right, or want to pervert it to be. Meanwhile, while I've got you here, I speak of the conservative wins at the Supreme Court, plus all the appointments to the lower federal courts that have been very conservative as well. And then I look to New York, where I see the future of the Democratic Party is bleak, because I'm going to tell you, a 28-year-old socialist, Democratic socialist, not even really a Democrat, who wants to get rid of the border, wants to get rid of ICE agents, thinks that impeaching Donald Trump should be the first order of business, believes that the tax cuts should not have happened and instead should have paid off student loans, that we should tax Wall Street to pay for university and college education for anybody who wants it, that free housing is a human right, and so on and so forth. As I look at this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I see the future of the new Democratic Party, but I see the demise of your father's Democratic Party. Fair?
Absolutely. It's clearly gone. And right now, the Democrats are more about providing government services that somebody else pays for rather than supporting American workers and the American values. I mean, they've gone so far to the left in socialism that it's remarkable. I mean, they're calling for protests in the street and disrespectful conduct and incivility. And you've got to ask yourself, and I'll look forward here to November when you've got a very important election coming up in Michigan, and you've got Debbie Stabenow, who doesn't support tax cuts, didn't vote for Justice Gorsuch, will most likely vote again against the president's next Supreme Court nominee, and all of those things that are bringing auto jobs and other jobs back to Michigan, and she stands against all of that. How is this going to play out? You've got to ask yourself, is this the Democratic Party that you used to belong to?
Well, and you look around, and I'm going to tell you, I always wondered when I was growing up. I would look at all of these General Motors shops in Michigan where I grew up. And by and large, all the folks that worked at General Motors, the blue-collar workers, would vote for Democrats, right? And I started to wonder, why would they do that? Because a lot of these folks would hunt and were gun owners and so forth. It seemed to me they were voting against their own self-interest, right? Every time they'd vote for a Democrat. But that is finally broken free. It broke free in 2016. It broke free a bit when Ronald Reagan came through, but it really broke free in 2016 because you're right. They see a Democratic Party that's more interested in illegal aliens, non-citizens, and what they can do for non-citizens rather than what they can do for the working class people of America. The Democrats have cut the pie into ever smaller pieces, into these little, you know, little groups, little victims here and a little group of victims there, but they've lost track of the working class people that used to support the Democratic Party. The blue-collar Democratic voters, I think, are leaving, and I don't believe they're coming back. Not in Michigan, not in Wisconsin, not in Pennsylvania or North Carolina or Florida or all over this country.
And I'll tell you, Steve, I grew up in Indiana, just to your south, and I actually, one of my first jobs out of college, I had the privilege of living in Michigan for a number of years. And you're absolutely right that the Democratic Party has left the American worker. That's why they came over and voted for President Trump in 2016, and we're seeing it work. We're seeing the jobs coming back, the jobs that many in the mainstream media told us were never going to come back to America. We had to just get used to that fact. We're seeing those jobs come back, and I'll tell you, when you see the president talking about trade and tariffs, he's fighting again for the American worker. It's not fair that Europe charges four times the amount of tariff on a car made from General Motors that goes there than a German automaker gets and is charged when they send a car here.
Right.
This is where the president is fighting for American workers, American manufacturing. We're seeing it work, but we've got to keep it going and keep sending people now to Congress who support that.
Well, and here's the thing that you need to understand. As this is going on, as these little groups are being carved out, and I'm sure you get this, the media is portraying Trump voters, Trump supporters as public enemy number one. I mean, it's not just enough anymore to attack the president or his administration or his press secretary. Now it's Trump voters, Trump supporters. Anybody who doesn't believe that Donald Trump is a threat to America, they are now public enemy number one, according to the media. Watch MSNBC or CBS or ABC. Pretty obvious.
And I'll tell you, it is so disheartening because these people who claim to be about tolerance, claim to be about women, claim to be about families, and they are sitting there encouraging people, targeting one of my dear friends, Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, who is a wife and a mother. And the fact that she is now going to be the first White House press secretary that anyone can remember who needs Secret Service protection.
Yeah.
It's
appalling.
And you have to ask yourself, why would you align yourself with leaders who are targeting women and targeting a mother like that while they claim that they're defending them?
Well, a brand new Rasmussen poll finds that 59%, almost 6 in 10 of us, believe that the anti-Trump people are going to bring us to violence in this country. 6 in 10 believe that the anti-Trump crowd is going to bring us to violence in this country. Mark, I'll give you the last word.
I pray that it is not true. Our country is better than that. And I know that America, we were built on the fact that we can have disagreements. Our founding fathers had very passionate and loud disagreements, but we came together and built a great country. We can learn to disagree and do it in an agreeable fashion.
And on that, I will agree. Mark Lauder, greatly appreciate you being here as always.
Thanks, Steve. Good to talk to you.
There you have it. Mark Lauder, former press secretary to Vice President Mike Pence and former special assistant to the president himself. Let's see here. The program brought to you this hour in part by DTE, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power on The Steve Gruber Show.